أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of al-Musawwir, the fashioner, or as I mentioned before, the shaper of unique beauty. And as I've been saying for the last 2 days, the three attributes we're looking at, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari', Al-Musawwir, go hand in hand. Allah is the creator, Al-Khaliq, the maker of perfect harmony, Al-Bari', and the shaper of unique beauty, Al-Musawwir. It is Al-Musawwir who fashions or designs, giving something its distinctive form, its color, or its shape, making it exactly suited to the given end or objective. He creates the human being with different physiques, different sizes, different complexions. And it follows on from Al-Khaliq and Al-Bari'. Look how it works. First creating out of nothing, then making a prototype, and then from the prototype, different forms exactly suited to their situations. And, you know, again, let's look at nature. Let's look at the designing and the various methods that plants utilize to spread their seeds. All fruits with a single seed have a hard protective casing and a seam along its length which is bounded by an adhesive which dissolves only in the earth. When you next throw an inedible seed onto the ground, pause for a minute and glorify its designer. Just imagine how it works. As a child, I remember a wonderful story that my father used to tell me about the peach. You know, all the elders of the peach family got together. They were really, really worried about their offspring, their seeds. They said, you see, the human beings, they eat the flesh, and that's fine, that's what we've been created for. But the seed, they will eat that too if it's edible. We must try to protect our progeny. How are we going to make them grow? And some said, well, we should cover our seeds with a protective covering. And one of the elders said, well, if you do that, how is the seed going to grow? And then they decided that they would cover it with a protective covering, but there would be a seam there. And that seam would only dissolve when it met the earth. And they said, see, the human being, when he bites into the peach and he sees something hard, won't bother to crack it. Will throw the seed, and as soon as it hits the ground, the seam will dissolve, and our offsprings will come out, and they will gain the nutrients from the earth and grow again. This is the designer. This is Al-Musawwir. Look at a Velcro fastening. It is so simple and effective. There are tiny hooks that grip looped fibers. Where did the idea come from? It comes from seeds such as the burdock, which has a row of hooks to grip the coats of passing animals. The seeds are then carried until they're brushed off by undergrowth and they grow into new plants. Look at the squirting cucumber that bursts open to sort of shoot its seeds like bullets from a gun. Look at the coconut, which floats away from its parent tree on the ocean currents before reaching dry land. There's special fibers around the seed that help it to float. Look at the dandelion. It's like parachutes, the way it flies. Who taught the burdock to grow hooks? Who taught the cucumber to produce explosives that can shoot at seeds? Who taught the coconut? It's thoughtfully providing a ring to help its seeds float. What about the humble dandelion? Who taught it the intricate laws of dynamics? It is Al-Musawwir. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says, if you wish to view his grandeur, just observe the greatness of his creation. He is the perfect artist. It's just amazing. And we want to change what he has given us. The artist says that he creates beauty. The engineer invents a flying machine. They think that it is they themselves who do this. They even forget the other people who might claim that they created the paint and the brush and the sciences of geometry and physics and mathematics, without whose creation their creation could not have been possible. But we forget, and they forget, about the source that produced the material for that creation. Who created the mind, the eyes, the hands that put all this together? That is Al-Musawwir. It is just out of this world. and one who is able to apply al-musawwir to his or her life knows that the beauty manifested in all is from what Allah has created, knows that no beauty is possible without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sees the best in everything, sees the rose amongst the thorns. He is an amazing Rabb. If you want to make hard work easy, then recite Ya Musawwiru frequently. And as I mentioned yesterday, if a woman cannot conceive, then if she fasts for 7 days, and each time at the breaking of a fast at iftar, to recite 21 times Ya Khaliq, Ya Bari'an, Ya Musawwir over a glass of water, and breaks her fast with that water, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant her a child.